Title: Bass Movement with Auto Filter from Scratch with Stock Devices Intermediate. Alright, let's build that classic rolling drum and bass movement from scratch, using only Ableton stock devices. The headline idea for this whole lesson is simple. The sub stays steady, and the movement lives in the mids. That's how you get bass that feels animated and musical, but still hits properly on a big system. Go ahead and open Ableton Live. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in the 170 to 176 zone is fine, but 174 is a great default for modern DDNB. Before we even touch the bass sound, drop in some drums. You can use a break, or just program a simple two-step. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. The point is you need a groove running so you can actually feel the bass movement locking in. Sound design in silence is how you accidentally make stuff that's cool solo but wrong in the track. Now create a new MIDI track and name it Bass. For the MIDI, pick a root note like F or G. Try living around F1 to G1 for the sub range. Write a one-bar loop with offbeat eighth notes and leave a few gaps. You're aiming for that rolling breathing feel, not a constant wall of notes. If you want a little extra push, add a quick 16th note pickup right before a kick. At tiny anticipation is one of those DNB tricks that makes the whole thing feel like it's leaning forward. Now we'll build the sound source. Drop operator onto your bass track. Start simple. Oscillator A is your sine wave for the weight. Set USK to sine. Level at 0 dB. That's your foundation. Then add harmonics with oscillator B. Set USK B to saw or square. Bring the level down to something like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Same pitch. Course at 1.00, you should hear the bass gain presence without turning into a buzzy mess. This is important, because filters can only create interesting motion if there's something for them to scan. A pure sine is beautiful, but it doesn't give the filter much to grab. Inside operator, turn on the filter. Use LP24. Set the frequency somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz and keep resonance subtle, like 0.10 to 0.25. We're not doing the main movement here yet. We're just shaping the raw tones so it's already in the right ballpark. Now we do the move that makes the whole workflow mix-friendly, splitting sub and mid. After operator, add an audio effect rack. Create two chains and name them SUB and MID. Let's build the SUB chain first. This is the Don't Mess This Up chain. Put EQ8 on the SUB chain and low-pass it around 90 to 120 Hz. Use a steep slope if needed. The goal is, only the true low end lives here. No wobbles, no extra brightness, no chaos. Optionally, add saturator on the SUB chain, but keep it subtle. Drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip-on. Then trim the output so you're not accidentally getting louder. Quick coach note, whenever you add drive or resonance anywhere, your ear will think it sounds better just because it's louder. So do yourself a favor and match levels as you go. Now the MID chain. Put EQ8 first and high pass around 90 to 120 Hz. This is the safety line that stops your movement from messing up the sub. If you want more bite, add saturator on the MID chain. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB depending on taste, soft clip on. Again, trim output if it gets louder. And now the star of the show, auto filter on the MID chain. Set auto filter to low pass, either LP24 for heavier, steeper motion, or LP12 if you want it a bit smoother and more open. Start with frequency somewhere around 250 to 900 Hz. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Enough to speak, not so much that it whistles. Bring up drive and auto filter around 2 to 6 dB. That drive is a big part of why the movement feels weighty instead of thin. For now, set the envelope amount to 0. We're going to start with LFO movement first. Turn on the LFO. Choose a sine wave for a smooth roll, or triangle if you wanted a touch more linear. Set the rate to 1/8. That's the classic rolling pulse. If you want it more agitated, like it's pushing harder, try 1/16. Now raise the LFO amount to around 25 to 45% as a starting point. You should already hear it. The mid layer is opening and closing rhythmically while the sub stays consistent. That's the core DDNB movement layer mindset. Sub equals steady, mid equals motion. And if you later want more articulation, you build that in the top with extra harmonics or parallel grit, not by wobbling the low end. Next step. Make it feel played, not like a robot. Still in auto filter, now we'll add a little envelope response. This is not sidechain. It's auto filter reacting to the input level. Bring env up to about +10 to +25%. Set attack very fast, 1 to 10 milliseconds. Set release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Listen to what that does. You get a slight bite at the front of each note, like a controlled pluck. It adds life without changing your MIDI pattern. If you want to level this up, add velocity dynamics. Place the velocity MIDI effect before operator. Add a little drive, say 10 to 25, and a little random, maybe 3 to 10. Now not every hit is identical. Then, inside operator, make velocity do something musical. A great target is the level of USB, because that means harder notes become brighter, softer notes are darker. That's exactly what a bassist would do naturally, and it keeps your movement feeling human even though it's electronic. Now let's lock the bass into the drums so it grooves and doesn't fight. On the MIDI chain after auto filter, add a glue compressor. Enable side chain and feed it from your kick, or even your full drum bus if that feels better in your track. Set attack around 1 to 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1. Adjust threshold so you're getting just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to make it pump like house music, you're just creating space so the movement is present but the kick and snare still punch through. Here's a really important groove trick: if the wobble feels like it's arguing with the drums, don't immediately change your rate. Keep it at 1/8 and adjust the LFO offset or phase in auto filter. You're trying to land the open part of the filter in the pocket between kick and snare, not necessarily right on top of them. At 174, that alignment is the difference between rolling and drunk. Also, if it still feels late, try microtiming. Nudge your MIDI notes a tiny bit earlier, just a few milliseconds, so the filter is already opening when the transient happens. That makes the movement feel intentional and tight. Now let's talk arrangement, because a great bass patch that never changes gets boring fast. The easiest automation targets are frequency and LFO amount in auto filter on the MIDI chain. For a verse or intro section, keep the cutoff lower, roughly 250 to 500 Hz, and keep LFO amount a bit calmer, like 15 to 30%. For the drop, open the cutoff up. Try 700 Hz up to even 2K Hz depending on how bright you want it, and increase LFO amount to maybe 35 to 60%. You can also automate resonance carefully during builds, but be careful. Resonance can create harsh peaks that fight your snare and hats. If you hear a pokey whistle moving around as the cutoff moves, that's your sign to tame it. Quick fix: put EQ8 after auto filter, make a narrow bell, and sweep around while the loop plays. Often the harshness lies somewhere in the 1.5 to 4K Hz area, but it depends on the sound. Cut 2 to 5 dB, just enough to smooth it. Now, a fun DNB trick for a quick moment of attitude. Switch the filter type to bandpass for one beat or one bar, then back to low pass. It gives you that telephone growl or nasal bite moment without changing your notes. Use it like a spice, not the main meal. If you want a slightly resish, jungle to tech step flavor, you can add subtle instability. In operator, detune USB by a few cents. Then in auto filter, try the LFO wave set to random but with a very small amount, like 5 to 15%, still at 1/8. That gives motion that feels alive, but doesn't turn your low end into soup, because remember, the sub is protected in its own chain. Now a couple of pro system reality checks. First, mono compatibility. Put a utility on your sub chain and set width to 0%. Keep that sub mono. For the MIDI chain, you can go wider if you want, but always check your whole bass in mono. If the movement disappears in mono, it means you are relying on facey width instead of real tonal modulation. In DNB, the club doesn't care how wide your bass is if it vanishes on the rig. Second, gain staging. Auto filter drive plus saturation adds level fast. If you're comparing settings, make sure you're not just picking the louder one. Use device output trims or utility to keep your levels honest. Now let's do a quick practice structure so this becomes a repeatable workflow, not a one-off trick. Take your 1-bar MIDI loop and duplicate it out to 16 bars. For bars 1 to 8, keep the MIDI auto filter frequency around 350 to 600 Hz, LFO amount around 25%, darker, tighter, controlled. For bars 9 to 16, raise frequency to around 700 Hz up to 1.4K Hz and push LFO amount to around 45%. Now it feels like the track arrived without you changing the notes. Add one fill moment. In bar 16, on beat 4, switch the MIDI auto filter to bandpass for one beat, then snap back to low pass. It's a simple edit that screams arrangement without rewriting anything. Then bounce a quick test and listen on headphones, small speakers, and in mono. Your win condition is: the sub stays solid, the mids feel animated, and the movement locks to the kick and snare. If you want to go even further with stock only, here are two advanced options you can try after you nail the basics. 1. Put two auto filters in series on the MID chain. The first one does slow evolution, like an LFO rate of 1/2 or even 1 bar, with a tiny amount. The second one does the main groove motion at 1/8 or 1/16. That way your bass evolves across phrases without you drawing tons of automation. 2. Create call and response. Duplicate the MID chain into MIDA and MIDB. Tweak the auto filter settings so they have different character. Then automate the rack's chain selector to switch between them every half bar or a bar. Add tiny fades so it doesn't click. Now your bass feels like it's answering itself, which is super DNB. To wrap up, remember the recipe. Strong source tone with operator. Sine for weight, a quieter saw or square for harmonics. Split into SUB and MID. Keep the SUB stable, mono, and mostly unmodulated. Put auto filter on the MID and use LFO at 1/8 to create rhythmic movement. Use offset to align that motion with the drum pocket. Add a touch of envelope for note-to-note pluck. Automate cutoff and LFO amount for arrangement energy. If you tell me which lane you're aiming for, liquid roller, jungle, tech step, or more neuro-ish, I can give you a specific movement recipe, exact cutoff ranges, LFO rates, and a matching MIDI rhythm that fits that subgenre's groove.